Hello and welcome to this daily devotional podcast presented by Concord United Methodist Church. We hope that you'll find this time of scripture, reflection, and prayer a refreshing part of your daily walk with God. This series of devotionals follows our daily Bible reading plan, which coincides with our current sermon series, First, Putting Your Treasure Where Your Heart Is. You can find the scripture readings for today by downloading our daily Bible reading plan. You can find that plan at concordunited.org/Bible. Finally, we invite you to share this podcast with family, friends, or anyone who might benefit from it. Today's devotional was written by the Reverend Bill Kilday. The scripture is Matthew chapter 6, verse 24. At one time, I was a YMCA executive. I directed a resident camp program for over 240 folks during the summer. The rest of the year, I was program director for a prolific branch, Y, but I had to constantly promote the summer camp as well. I had two bosses. Each felt they oversaw two-thirds of my time. At times, when I was working toward a task in one area, I would be called upon to switch to the other's priority. It became unmanageable at some times. Today's scripture describes the dilemma I experienced. Matthew's gospel puts it in terms of serving God or mammon, which means money or wealth. Jesus uses a mild hyperbole here, but he points out that if you have too much loyalty to wealth or money, it is difficult to serve God. God does not want us to be in poverty. Being well off enough to meet our own needs is the first step toward being able to help others. If we are fortunate enough to have enough to care for our necessities and have a little dispensable income for personal enjoyment, that places us in the top 10% of the world's richest people. Jesus never condemned wealth. He relied on some people with means to support his ministry. Check out Luke chapter 8, verses 1 through 5. By the way, they were women. But Jesus did condemn stinginess and opulence. The world's history has shown that when some people put too much importance on being super rich or of hoarding their wealth, it is a lot like trying to serve two masters. God's causes often lose out. I remember a few years back that a prominent Christian clergy person wrote a couple of worldwide bestsellers. He was reputed to be receiving over $100 million per year for his efforts. He, somewhat proudly, announced that he was giving away 90% of his income. Being a little cynical, I thought, if I were able to save $10 million for myself, I could give away 90% too. Then I remembered that my giving is between me and God, and his is between him and God. My purpose is to be sure I am serving the right master, not myself. That is good practice for all of us. Let us pray. Generous God, we thank you for the resources that make it possible for us to thrive. Help us to serve God first and trust that all other needs will be met. Amen. Thank you for listening to today's Daily Devotional. This podcast is a ministry of Concord United Methodist Church. For more information about our church, including worship times, mission opportunities, and study groups, please visit our website at concordunited.org. We also invite you to visit our YouTube channel, where you can see past worship services, including the current sermon series, First, Putting Your Treasure Where Your Heart Is. Finally, we would be honored if you gave this podcast a positive rating so that others can find it and benefit from it.